With every win, it takes you to one step closer to where you want to be. Friday night's game was everything, what we expected it to be as well, with the local derby and with the way the game unfolded. The kind of elation that we did get the win, it showed that the lads enjoyed the win Friday. But the sole focus has been on Bristol Rovers come Saturday, because we know it's still a long way to go and there's still a lot of football to be played.
Most of the teams around you have played twice since you beat Morecambe. How much looking at their results and analysing of that table has been going on in this office this week?
Well, through the staff, obviously, we're taking note of what's going on in around us, because it's important. We've told them just to focus on themselves, and they have done, for a good period. It's no surprise that results have gone, either which way. But in general terms, it's in our hands. Like I said previous, in a couple of previous weeks, it's in our hands, and if we win the next two games, we'll finish very strong.
I think the math says that a win and a draw will mathematically be enough from the last two games. It kind of epitomises this, it's in our hands, that you've been saying for some time, hasn't it?
It says yes, and it's more of a positive, more of a plus, that it's that the onus is on us. I'd much rather be in our position than four or five, other teams' position. So, we've worked hard to get to where we are. The kind of harder work starts now. It's sometimes harder to continue to be good. We must address that. We must take note of that, and get our heads down like we have done this week. There've been a couple of meetings, rest, and a good couple of sessions, geared towards Bristol, because it'd be a tough game down there. But we'll look to bring a positive result back.
With the players, do you just have to keep it as simple as you can? Go there, try and win the game.
I think at this time of the season, the position we're in at the minute, we'll go there full of confidence, because we believe in what we do. We're on a good vein of form, but I think it's also important that we don't lose. We continue to believe like we have done. We've scored some great goals late on, put some really good shifts in, as a group and individually. If we do that and we continue to do that and we can get better than what we have been, we'll be fine.
I suppose you talk about, the other results and the other permutations. The last thing you want is 11 players on that pitch on Saturday afternoon wondering and worrying about what other people are doing.
Yes, correct. And I tried to dismiss that, some time ago, quite a few games ago, that nobody gets anxious, nobody gets, say, worried, to repeat that, because through them kind of traits, you make bad decisions, and it leads to places you don't want to be. It's all about being positive. It's all about enjoying yourself and enjoying your football. And on top of that, the opposite, you'll end up making more good, positive decisions than you do if it was the negative. So it's just all the same. Don't worry about anybody else. Go out and enjoy playing, enjoy being involved, enjoy playing against Bristol Rovers, because they're a good team. It's a good setup, it's a good stadium, and enjoy being involved in it. And hopefully through that, you'll play well and you'll get the results you need.
Spoke to Tom Aldred the other night, and he said, having come in halfway through this season, if he doesn't look at the league table, he feels like he's in a team that's chasing promotion. You've certainly got that kind of form, haven't you?
Yes, we have, and it's good that it's come at this point. We did find ourselves in a position that we needed to play well and get the performances and the points on the board. So we did have a good look at ourselves and got down to work, quick, sooner rather than later, and hopefully it's a good job we did. But the line's not crossed yet. There's still a lot of football. There's still, some very, very good teams and individuals around us. So we must be better than them, and the focus will be on that.
Unbeaten in 4, 1 defeat in 7. I think this is as good as you've been all season. You must be so keen to just continue it for two more games.
Yes, correct. Firstly, with the position we're in, you need to address that first. Once, hopefully, you do that, and then it's important for the momentum to come into next year, because in general terms, and history tells you, if you finish strong, the momentum's with you. You normally start the next season well. As also don't hide from the fact you need to address the first problem, the biggest problem first, and get the wins, get the points on the board, and then we can start planning for next year.